Welcome to the Alamon Show. Here, we'll discover the success stories of local business trailblazers, where we discuss topics from marketing strategies to community engagement. You'll gain practical insights for your own venture. Join us weekly to celebrate and learn from our local entrepreneurial heroes. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and become a part of our growing community of business enthusiasts and entrepreneurs. Now, let's get started.
My name is Jennifer Andos. The name of my business is Paperfish Creative, and I do branding and graphic design and also copywriting. So I feel like the copywriting falls in with branding, and it all leads to marketing.
Oh, wow. Eventually. That was a nice little thing going here. Yes. Yeah. And can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like, and how has anything from that childhood led you up until this point in your career?
Sure. I grew up in suburban Chicago. I'm a prospect. I'm the oldest of four, and I went to Catholic school, and I lived in this weird spot. Our street was, it's a fine neighborhood, but it was surrounded by very busy roads, so there was just one block, and for whatever reason, there was no other kids on our street, and so I grew up super tight with my siblings because there were no kids to play with. You couldn't go anywhere because you couldn't cross the street because we were too little, right? And so I think that made us really super tight, like an unusual way. And my parents both worked, and I think what they did raising us is shaped what I ended up doing, and that my mom has never stopped working, but when I was a kid, she would work Wednesdays, and my grandma would come to watch us, and then the weekends, and my dad was home from work. And so they had this like way of balance, you know, keeping it going with, but always having someone home with us. And I didn't realize it at the time, but that's clearly what I ended up wanting to do for myself. And it's good. We're all still close. My family still lives in Chicago, in that area. And obviously I don't live here, but we're still all really close. I talk to all or at least one of them pretty much every single day.
Okay, so what brought you to Virginia?
Amazon. Oh. And not for me. My husband got a job at Amazon, and he was in data centers back in Illinois, and then came here, and we knew one person, his old coworker, which is how he ended up at Amazon. And my cousin happens to live in D.C., which has been a lifesaver for us. She grew up in Spokane, Washington, so we actually didn't grow up together, but we moved here. All of a sudden, we got all this, like, amazing quality time, and her family's amazing. So my first year here, I did not want to move here, to be honest, like, at all. Well, partly because my family's so close. I had a business in Illinois already, all those things. And it just wasn't in my life plan. So my first year, my kids were 6 and 9. I spent the entire year not really working, but I became the room mom, and I went to every school party. I did everything I could to meet all the people in the neighborhood and to meet all the parents, because you can't, like, let your kids just go to random people's houses, right? So that's how I spent my first year here, and then I finally started back at work.
Okay, and you said you had a business. Is it the same business you have today?
I do. So this is actually my second business, but that first one was 5 years, my business partner, and we just didn't do well to prepare for change. So that didn't work. And then this is funny, but this is like so long ago that being together, the internet was so much lower. So what I do with graphic design, being together was so much more important than it is now. Now, you know, you could shoot proofs to people in milliseconds and it doesn't matter. But back then it wasn't the case. So I started this business 17 years ago. My son was 4 weeks old.
Oh my goodness. So young.
That's how I could keep track of it.
Love that. And then this is going to be right up your alley, this question, but like, what are you doing for marketing yourself, your business?
So social media, I guess, is one of them. But I'm an organic poster. I am not.
What does that mean for those of us who don't?
Okay. So I don't plan my posts. I don't have like a month calendar coming out. I don't do that. I'm very much reactionary. Or I did this. I'm super involved in the community, which is my, I guess, another marketing thing in a way. But I'm on a couple of boards, so I spend a lot of time fundraising and out meeting people, and so I share that. And I believe in the causes that I'm fundraising for, so it's natural for me to say, please come to this fundraiser because we're saving money, you know, we're raising money for firefighters or whatever. And so that's one big thing. I spent a lot of time on LinkedIn. My business, I've ended up, because I guess I live in Ashburn, I've ended up doing a lot of branding and marketing for data center companies. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I follow the industry, and so I'll share things I read or, I don't know,
okay,
industry knowledge, I guess. But yeah.
Love that. What advice would you give to somebody who's like, I need to plan my posts. What should I do? Is it better to do it organic? What advice would you give them if they're struggling?
I think a combination is great. I think that if you don't know where to start, it's always good to start with like the basic day of the week. So if you want to post twice a week, say every Tuesday is this and every Thursday is that. It gives you a theme, a huge on themes, which like even for Paperfish has always helped me. Just to have a theme around things, it really makes life easier. National holidays and events around your own industry are a great way to start as far as planning. Like, those are planned posts that you can do ahead of time. I do think that you should be brave enough to post organically. If you see sparks you, just do it immediately. Don't be like, oh, later, maybe today. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just share it and share a couple things that said, I found this interesting because, or we can help you do this too, or whatever it is. But I like a combination of both because I feel like having both feels more authentic than all planned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there anything in your heart that you would like our listeners to know about you personally, like what you're doing outside of your own business, like whether it's in regards to the community or anything like that?
Yeah. I totally believe in community service and giving back. All of my friends that I've met, or most of my friends here, are in the business community, but they're also all people that give back. So I see them, and we've become friends because we're all fundraisers, and we all have some sort of mission. And so my advice would be that it grows your network in a way that you wouldn't think, but it also just fills you up. I could go on and on. I'm on the Loudoun First Responders Foundation board, and we raise money for firefighters and police and sheriff and everybody in their time of need. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And I could sit here and tell you all day, talk about it. Yeah.
Yes.
So we raise money. So it's not just for accidents and injuries. A lot of times we've helped families when there's a death in the family, they couldn't afford a funeral, or mental health awareness. And some other examples, you know, last year, one of the sheriff dispatch women lost her home. And what's great, this is what I believe in our foundation so much, is that we are able to cut a check of support within 12 hours.
Oh my gosh.
So they just have like one little short form and they turn it over, and 12 hours later, now they have money so that they can rent a hotel room or stay at the hotel next to their spouse's hospital surgery or whatever the request is. Mm-hmm. And that speed to action, I think, is what I love, because it alleviates so much stress.
Yes.
And so that's really what we're doing, is alleviating some stress through financial support.
Yeah.
And so there was this huge Sterling, had this huge explosion.
I think I heard about that on the
news. And we lost a firefighter at it, and 11 others got injured. And so I've basically only fundraised for the last month. But the awareness is great, and these people will have trouble for a long time to recover from these injuries. So. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Wow.
I know.
How did you get started in that? Like, what sparked your interest into being so involved?
My parents are big volunteer people. I think that's a good thing. And then when I was first married, my husband's nephew lived with us for a while. And he's quite literally like one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And you would never know all the things he went through. And so that kind of gave me a different perspective on how there's ways to help people without, I don't know. I've been lucky. I am lucky. My family is great, right? And so there's so many ways you can help people yourself. People think that they can't make a difference, but you really can, even if you're making one person's difference. I think that started me being interested in giving back. And then somebody asked me to be on this board. And I said, yes, and I love it. Now I'm on a second board. that's for the data center industry. That's kind of pure networking. However, we support education, and I have a new initiative that I'm doing through them for Loudoun County Public Schools. So I love it.
You love being involved.
I do so much. And I love people. So every time I have a fundraiser, I get to talk to 100 people.
There you go. It's just a win-win for you
right
there.
Exactly.
Well, so, yeah. I love that. That's so wonderful. Yeah. What advice would you give to anybody who is moving out of their like home state to another place? Like for any business owners who are like, my husband or my wife just got a new location. How do you help them when they have their own business or adjusting?
I joined something. So the first group I joined was called Femworking, which I know it doesn't exist anymore, but it was this wonderful group of women that own their own business and in all different kinds of stages. Most of them are kind of startup. And we got together probably twice a month or something. But that little networking group, we're all still friends, actually. And that was a great start for me here. If you go to a community like Loudoun has the most involved Chamber of Commerce, I think, I've ever met. Like, they have opportunities for social, opportunities to meet lots of business owners, just all kinds of things. It's a great, and Loudoun in general, even our Loudoun Economic Development, I work with them a lot. They have all these tools that help businesses find rental space and help with set up with vendors if they need new vendors. So go and find the organizations that are, there are organizations in pretty much every community that is there to help you succeed. And don't be afraid to say, I don't know anybody, or I don't know what to do next, or because there are people that actually are there to help you.
That is so great to know, because oftentimes you're just like, I don't know anybody, like, who do I call? And just to have that little hub there for you to connect with people who are like, hey, I was in that situation, let me offer you a hand.
Yeah.
I know this great person, or they just moved from here, get to know them.
Exactly.
I love that. It's just about helping each other and wanting everybody to thrive and adjust well.
Exactly.
Love that. Exactly, And then if you could give any advice to just anybody, it doesn't have to be a business owner, on like how to get your business to succeed. I know that can be a little bit subjective sometimes, but what steps do you need to take? Like, is it you have to be consistent, persevere?
Consistency is big. Also, mapping out, I think, what you think success looks like is important. If you're looking for how to work on your business, not in your business situation, that's not me. I'm a graphic designer. I graphic design every day. I do hire people for things that I just can't handle it, or I'm a terrible web designer, so I have a whole team of people that do that for me. But I think defining what your success will look like helps you start with a roadmap. And if you start to think, I'm not sure if this is going to work for me, or I don't know if this is the right thing, having that roadmap, remembering why you went into business in the first place, will help you steer back to that. And if every day you could just do one little thing that, it doesn't have to be one little thing to grow your business every day, but one little thing that keeps you in that why, and it'll keep you happy in your business. And I think keeping you happy in your business helps you succeed in your business.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then I have a question about the copywriting. What is that in regards to?
It's so funny. So I actually went to school for journalism. I was a journalism public relations major. And in that, you do a lot of writing, as you can imagine. And so I wanted to do public affairs when I graduated college. And I did it for my first job, and it was not my thing. So I got my first job in an ad agency as a copywriter from ad samples or whatever. I don't even remember anymore how I ended up getting hired there, but I got a job as a copywriter, and I ended up as a graphic designer because their graphic designer had quit and they needed someone to fill in while they had somebody. And when you're a journalism major, and I don't even know anymore, I'm assuming it's still the same, you had to learn page layout. And so I knew how to do page layout. So I was like, I can do that. So I did it earn the time and a half they offered me. I did it at night after work.
Oh my gosh,
girl. And I loved it. And so then I went on some big marketing agency and did that for a long time. I forgot how we started there. But
just saying about the copywriting.
Oh, the copywriting. Yes. So what's great about the copywriting, or for me, that writing experience is my designs. I'm a graphic designer, but I hate to think of myself, I'm not a graphic artist per se. I think everything I do is very content driven. So I'm very focused on the message. So I will create new messaging around things that people are doing first. So if you see one of my websites, you'll see I'm very big on like the statements and the feel, and I love personality. To me, everything, your business has to have a personality. Yes. So people can connect to it. And so I help rewrite it. And so the writing sometimes comes first before my design. Also, that past journalism has really helped me with research. So I spend a lot of time, which I think what has kept me going for so long is that I love researching. Every new client means a new business that I learn or a new aspect of business that I never knew before. Yeah. And so copywriting has nothing but helped me, I think, in my graphic design journey, if you will.
Yeah, no, I love that. And Tell me about your work. I know you said you're not more of like, what was the word? Not artistic, you said, but I think there is. If you're a graphic design, no matter what.
I'm creative. Yes, I'm creative. I do all kinds of creative, right? Lots of logos, branding. I like the branding part. And the branding to me is the whole package. So the logo, but also the language, the feel, the colors, everything that people walk away with that feeling. And to me, personality is the biggest part of branding. It's your way to express yourself. I think, you know, you have to, of course, tailor what your business is. However, like attracts like. And so if there's a certain client that you want to work with or a certain kind of people you want in your restaurant, you portray that.
Yes.
And that like attracts like. You'll start getting the clients that you want, the customers that you want. And so personality to me is a big deal in branding. And that's really my favorite part. And so that's also why I think I've always held so close to my work. Yeah. And I don't necessarily hire out to do the main branding part, is that I love people. And that, like, I just love that part of getting to know people and like really connecting with them. Yeah. And so,
with their personality and everything.
Yeah.
I know you do like your research and stuff, but do you ever just like get coffee with them just to get to know them, or like not stalk, but you know, look at their Instagram and always see like what is like
yes,
to sew it all together.
Yes, always. I also always make sure that like in between, I'll take long phone calls with them to kind of talk to them and see even people's cadence and how they talk gives a little.
Wow.
Yeah. It gives a little direction into how they talk, you know. I always make a new client tell me their history and tell me why they do it. Not just here's like all our things, but I want to hear your story, because that you can see the parts that people light up and be like, and then I got to, and then I had to, and then I got to. Mm. And that pattern becomes really where part of the personality comes from. So I always talk to people. And a lot of my clients become really good friends too. I go to company parties at Christmas time.
I love that.
I know. It's cool.
That's so cute. Yeah. I love that you found your passion through like being a little bit on the computer, but also getting to know people and still not losing that. Because sometimes you get jobs where it's like, no, you lose that touch, that human touch. But with yours, it sounds like you have a nice little balance there.
Yeah.
And then a couple more questions here. Sure. What do you like to do outside of your business? Like, what are your passions? Are you traveling? Are you a cook?
I am a terrible cook.
Same.
It's not my passion. I love hiking and things. I don't do that as much. My daughter is like my hiking buddy, but she's at college now, which is sad. I read a little bit.
Happy, sad.
I watch probably too much television.
Same.
I take walks a lot. I also get antsy. So I'm always kind of doing something. Like, I don't watch TV. I just like watch and search. I watch and learn something new. I try to learn a new skill every year.
That's the researcher in you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it's hard to like sit still there. But so like last week I decided, there's this chair that's been in my life for like 30 years. I'm like, I'm going to paint that chair. And then I realized that I could reupholster the chair. So I tore everything off. And like, so it's just that hands-on. Sometimes I miss like a little bit of hands-on artsy kind of thing. So I'll pick that up. I love photography. So
look at that.
I know. So yeah, like creative endeavors, things that just, I like to be, yeah.
Yeah, that's
things
totally
that
you.
Open my brain. I love art museums. I could go to an art museum every day of my life.
I love that. Yeah. That totally matches you too. Yes. Like you're like graphic design, but photography, but yes. also art museum.
Yes. If you go through my phone, you'd be like picture of a picture, picture of a picture, picture of a picture. Like, yeah.
No, that's so cute. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, how did you get your foot into photography as well? Like, was that like just an extra course?
Yeah. In high school, I took all 4 years of photography, and that was back when like we used film and stinky rooms and all that
stinky
stuff.
Rooms. Learned film, right? It was a little bit stinky. Yes, yeah.
Right. And I did that. And then when I went to college and in journalism school, you also take photography. And so that was cool because you take photography from like a totally different, you know, like my high school classes were art classes.
Yes.
Where this was subject matter.
Technical.
And, yeah, technical. And then even like, how do you get it ready to go to print? And like the contrast is different. Yes. And all those things. So, yeah, so I ended up to keep doing that. And now, to me, in some respects, photography is just also, I don't want to say quick art, but, such a way to capture. Like, I wish I could sit down and, paint that beautiful picture and remember it forever, but I can't. So this way I can...
The picture. I love
that. Always take the picture.
Thanks for sharing that. I love that, because I'm actually taking classes like that, too, where we're printing and making sure that the color profile is correct with the paper and the size, and it's just,
Exactly.
Whoa.
I know. There's a lot to it that you don't realize. So.
But it's a joy. You get to see another physical form of that art.
Exactly.
And then my last question, if you could leave our listeners with anything that's in your heart or a message that you would want them to know, what would that be?
Honestly, I think it's be yourself. And I know that sounds super cheesy, but I have been in business now long enough to have gotten lots of advice. And if you're yourself, then you follow your gut. And I'm not saying don't go out of your comfort zone, because absolutely go out of your comfort zone. But if it feels wrong, or if you're doing it just because everybody else is doing it, don't. Be yourself. I've been told that, so I laugh a lot. I talk super loud. I'm always full of stories. And I've literally over the years, people have been like, you know, if you just sat down and were a little more serious, if you were a little more dressed a little, I don't know. Literally, actual advice that people have given me. And I've realized now that it's not who I am. So I would struggle in a meeting trying to stay calm and quiet and not speak up. So I've gotten away from that. And so be yourself and just be bold and let everybody see you, and you'll attract the right people.
I love that. That's great advice. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here.
Sure. I know. It's so fun.
Yes.
Yes. Very
job.
Fun. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Alamon Show. If you are a business owner, you are in the Northern Virginia area, or you're willing to come out and visit us here in our Leesburg studio, and you've been in business for at least 5 years, I invite you to apply or nominate a guest for an upcoming show. Go to alamonphotography.com and click on podcast, where you'll find a link to nominate a guest. And thanks as always for listening.